with Adelaide in South Australia. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Mail. As SA Health prepares for the reopening of borders, more than 1,200 extra nurses will be employed from next month, and three metropolitan vaccination centres will accept walk-ins. The total crop of nurses graduating in November will be trained for frontline COVID-19 duties by mid-December, when the state's expected to reach the 80% fully vaccinated threshold. That's when the government is expected to ease restrictions and begin to open borders to Victoria and New South Wales. Meanwhile, mass vaccination clinics at Wayville, Elizabeth and Norlunga will be open to walk-ins from today, and to bolster jab rates in remote regions of the state, 10 decommissioned ambulances, dubbed Vax Vans, will be fitted out with specialist equipment. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app. New Education Department figures reveal almost 50 public school teachers have been suspended over allegations of misconduct in the past 3 years. The department did not provide further information on the circumstances surrounding the suspensions. However, the Advertiser reported in July that allegations of assaults on students, sexual harassment, fraud, mistreating students with disabilities, drugs charges and racist remarks were among claims that sparked investigations between January 2020 and April 2021. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Lisa Wilkinson has revealed how she was sexually assaulted by her friend's father when in high school. In an exclusive interview with Stella magazine, the Project star said she didn't plan to include the details of the event in her upcoming memoir, but Wilkinson was compelled to include it after interviewing political staffer Brittany Higgins earlier this year about being allegedly raped in Parliament House. Wilkinson said that if women don't come forward and show how incredibly common these experiences are, then the perpetrators win. And to the AFL, recruiting guru Matthew Rendell says Adelaide offering pick one to North Melbourne and the Kangaroos' decision to reject it shows just how keen both clubs are on South Adelaide midfielder forward Jason Horne-Francis. The Crows tried to deal the fourth selection in this year's draft, as well as two 2022 first-rounders, its own and Melbourne's, for the top choice, with a view to nab the South Adelaide star, only for the Kangaroos to knock it back. Horne-Francis is considered the standout in next month's draft after enhancing his prospects with a stunning SANFL major round campaign. In the Panthers' preliminary final loss last month, the 18-year-old registered 24 disposals, 11 clearances and 3 goals. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.